You see it there? Excellent. So the book of Judges, we'll look at there, just kind of do some of this studying through the book of Judges, and we won't start in chapter 1 or chapter 2 or chapter 3 or chapter 4 or chapter 5, so we're going to Judges chapter, you guys are so smart, you already know where I'm going and everything. So we're going to the book of Judges, looking at this time period in the life of the children of Israel. Now, keeping in perspective where we are in the timeline of Israel, we were talking about Moses, how God used Moses to free the Israelites out of Egypt, and then how God used Moses, leading them through the wilderness. Remember, we talked about God using Jethro and Moses' life to help challenge him with delegation, some of those needs. Then we talked about last Wednesday evening, we were talking about our responsibilities as we're faithfully serving where God calls us to serve and how he does that. Well, then after Moses, we could read on through Numbers and see continuing on as they travel and wander in Numbers and Deuteronomy, where Moses kind of is repeating kind of his last message to the children of Israel, what God has for him. The end of Deuteronomy, he dies. Deuteronomy, and then we have the book of, what's after Deuteronomy? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, right? Okay, we're talking about Joshua on Sunday mornings and how God is bringing the children of Israel into the promised land. They crossed over the Jordan and conquering the land that God is giving them victory in. And so there is that going on in Joshua. We'll continue to study Joshua as we work our way through that. But then we come to the time period of the judges. If you look in chapter 1, the very first verse, it says, "Now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first to fight against them?" Isn't it interesting? It doesn't matter what we're studying, a lot of Old Testament right now, aren't we? In the auditorium class, we're studying about the life of, on Sunday school, on Sundays, life of who? Saul, right? In the auditorium Sunday school class. And we're seeing where there was the beginning of them getting a king. And they want a leader because Samuel's sons weren't good leaders. Israel, they wanted a leader that wasn't Egypt. And Moses came along. And then Joshua followed in the footsteps. Now Joshua dies, and who are we going to have? What's going to happen? The book of Judges is characterized by the idea or the phrase, they did that which was right in their own eyes. Have you ever done that? Right? I mean, we all do that from time to time. Why do we get angry at people? Because we do right, which is in our own eyes. Man, that was good to get angry at them. And then it's like, oh, that was bad. we do those things constantly, whatever they may be. Well, the children of Israel in the book of Judges do right in their own eyes. And so they love God. They cry out to God. They want to live for God. Then they go back to their sin. It's a repeating lifestyle. God doesn't want us to live that way. He wants us to live in constant victory. But sadly, we often go back. We go back. Rob was telling me the other day that Ashton said it this way, if you're not in third gear, you're going in reverse. And really, that's a big part of it. If we're not going on for God, we're not growing. If we're not being diligent in that, there's no neutral ground. A pond that sits still doesn't just sit still. It gets stagnant and stinks, and you don't want to be around, and all sorts of problems that come with that. And that's the same in the Christian life. Well, as we're going to get into this book of Judges, we'll see some of those truths of the judges and how God used the judges. And so the first few chapters talk about just some of the smaller judges, smaller as in we don't see as much about them, some of the things going on in the children of Israel. Next Wednesday, we'll look at Judges chapter 6, where we were going to get into tonight, and really see the beginning before the judge Gideon. And how God used him, but being fruitful in our lives. And that's the kind of idea we'll be looking at next week. How can I be fruitful in life? And we see that, man, there is that pattern of living for God, living for self, and then terrible consequences. And how can I be fruitful after that? And that's where we'll look at as we look at the first part of Judges chapter 6 next week. We don't have time to get into it tonight. I think God really wanted us to spend some time praying tonight. I think there's a good time. Remember those things. But I encourage you, read through this and really meditate. Think about this passage throughout this week. You can go all the way through chapter 6. We won't be dealing with all of chapter 6 next Wednesday, but specifically verses 1 through 11, 13, kind of the beginning of Gideon. We'll be talking about that stuff next week. But aren't you thankful that we can be fruitful in spite of our past sin and failure? That God cares and loves us. So, let's be fruitful this week. Let's pray that God would use us in spite of us in the relationships that he's given to us. As we read about, as we prayed about for our missionaries, as we spent some time praying about for those in our own lives, God, would you use me? Brother Lloyd, would you close us in prayer this evening? And just, yes, you. And just thank the Lord for our time and just pray that we'd be fruitful this week. Amen. You be praying this week that God would use you and be fruitful.